Namaste, dear yogis. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 26 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. In this episode, we begin to work with the concept of santosha, or contentment, which is one of the niyamas discussed and described in Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. I hope you love this class. I am very grateful for each and every one of you for joining me for this podcast and for sharing your love, your support, your yoga stories, your emails, your suggestions, your donations. Thank you so much. And I am also grateful to be sharing some new live in-person classes at Yoon's Yoga Bliss in North Seattle. I'm teaching there Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9:45 and Wednesday evenings at 5:45 p.m. I would love to meet you if you come to that class, and thank you for joining me there as well. Please get in touch with your yoga stories or your suggestions for this podcast or your questions. You can email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 503-523-2599. Follow me on Twitter at yogininthehood. Or just get in touch any other way that you can think of, via Facebook, via commenting on my blog, or on the website sunroseyoga.com. Thank you.
We'll make our way to a place where the lowest part of the spine can root down into the earth. While you extend up, lengthening through the back of the neck. You can be softening the face. You can close your eyes if you like. Your awareness come into your body, into the spaces that could use your attention today. And let your awareness sit in those places, and then send breath there. Maybe an inhalation into tightness in the hips, for the shoulders. And as you exhale, watch that tension just melt off of the body, roll onto the floor, and away. Gently bring your hands to the heart and connect with your purpose for this practice. Your intention. Perhaps you like to dedicate your practice to someone or something. Connect with that in this moment. Breathe into it. And as you breathe out, bow your head to your heart, committing your intention to every cell, every tissue, every part of your body. We'll gently release the hands, lift the head, and softly lift the focus. And let's make our way onto all fours, hands and knees. Chakravakasana, table pose. Inhale, lengthen the spine here. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in Bhaktasana, devotional pose. It's just taking a few breaths here. Maybe wiggling your hips from side to side. Staying with the breath. Connecting again to those parts of the body that could use your attention. Now let's walk the fingertips forward on the floor. Maybe working one hand in front of the other, getting a beautiful stretch to the side body. This is a space you can come back to anytime throughout your practice. We
There's no rush to get anywhere. There's no rush to get into any posture. Your body is right where it needs to be in this moment. And as we make our way in and out of the postures, let's find santosha. Let's find contentment with where we are. Spreading the fingertips nice and wide. As you inhale, make your way back to table, chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes, jackknife the hips up toward the sky into downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll just take in a few breaths here. Lengthening the spine with each inhalation. Deepening your connection to the posture with each exhalation. Maybe wiggle the hips from side to side. Pedal the feet out. Do what feels right for you. Connect with the posture. Good. Now let's bring the feet together at the back of your mat. And as you inhale, sweep that right leg way up toward the sky, lengthening. Now let's bend the right knee and peel the hip open. Good, let's lengthen from the pinky finger on the right hand all the way out that pinky toe of the right foot, lengthening, feel deep connection to your right hip. Stay soft through the ribs, soft through the shoulders. And as you inhale, square your hips toward the floor. As you exhale, release that right foot down to the earth. Good, now wiggle the hips from side to side, connect. Now as you inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, extending yourself, extending your spine, bend the knee, peel the hip open. Good, gaze underneath the left armpit. Connect. We're really rooting down in that fleshy part of the head between the thumb and the index finger. Stay soft through the pinkies. And we're lengthening. Feel the space between the ribs. Inhale, square the hips toward the floor. And as you exhale, release that left foot down to the earth. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And we'll just press out through the heels here. Soften through the back of the heart and shift your gaze forward so your head lifts just a touch. Stay soft through the back of the neck. So we are supporting ourselves here with our arms, our arm bones and our arm muscles in that nice big part, meaty part of the hand, but we're staying soft through the neck. So instead of creating more tension here in the neck, we're relieving a bit. You can always drop the knees to the earth if you'd like to modify. Good. One more breath in. Feel yourself lengthen from the backs of your feet all the way beyond the crown of the head. And as you exhale, let's lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. Now engaging your hands as you inhale, pull your heart forward and up, coming into Bhujangasana. Good. Nice gentle cobra. Elbows close into the body. Exhale, release down to the earth. Good. Engage the hands as you inhale. Pull yourself forward and up. Good. Nice lift through the upper back. Exhale, release it down. Good. One more and we'll hold this time. Inhale, pull up. And as you are pulling up, press the pinky toe side of your foot into the earth. You'll feel the inner thighs lift up just a touch. Soften through the shoulders. Lift through the heart and you may feel some release in the low back. This time as you exhale, rock the hips back and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good, one more like that, maybe a bit quicker. We'll inhale to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Pressing those pinky toes into the floor, let's pull up into Cobra Bhujangasana as you breathe in and exhale. To downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Beautiful. One more inhalation to plank, top of a push-up. Now this time as you exhale, if you'd like, you can come to Chaturanga Dandasana, where you stay on your toes and come into a nice low push-up where you hover above the earth. Good. And then as you inhale, pull yourself either to cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale to downward facing dog. Beautiful. The body might be feeling a bit warmer. This pose might begin to feel a bit more like home. Know what to expect here, and we can begin to refine the structure of our pose. Refining our structure is very important. It actually gives us freedom. I know that sounds like something that our moms and dads say to us when we're in high school as to why we need a curfew, but it's true, it's true. Creating structure in our pose is what then allows us to take it deeper, to dive deeper into our practice. And so here we'll begin to drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears and press the inner thighs back toward the back wall. And we'll take one more breath here. As you exhale, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward between the hands and step or jump forward to Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Now let's just grab opposite elbows here with the hands, bending the knees deeply if that feels right for your low back or your hamstrings. Maybe shifting the weight from side to side in the upper body. Where the crown of the head is drawing down toward the earth. So we're still feeling the length. We're still feeling the space between the vertebra. Release the hands to the earth. Good. Let go of the breath completely. And as you breathe in, let's inhale and come up halfway. Maybe hands come to the shins. Maybe they stay on the earth. Exhale, fold forward deeply. Uttanasana. Again, as you inhale, let's come up halfway. This time, roll the shoulders up back and down. Exhale and fold. Good. One more inhale up halfway. Connecting the feet to the earth. Exhale, fold forward. As you breathe in, let's root down through the feet. Rise up, sweep up, gaze up, and exhale the hands to the heart. Connecting to the earth, connecting to your purpose, connecting to contentment, santosha. As we breathe in, let's circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. As you inhale, come up halfway. As you exhale, fold forward. Now, as you inhale, let's kick that right leg up toward the sky, coming to a nice, gentle standing split, understanding the body is still working its way into a space of warming up. If it helps, bend that right knee and just kick it straight up. Now from here, let your heart soften down toward the floor. The gaze is between the hands. One more breath here. And exhale, release the right foot down. Let's inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, nice standing split. Maybe bend that left knee and then kick it straight up. Soften through the back of the heart, gaze between the hands. Smooth breath. And exhale, release that left foot down. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down, either chaturanga or to the earth. Inhale, pull yourself up. Exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let's take in a few breaths here. Hips are nice and high. the spine. As you breathe out, the tops of the shoulders drop away from the ears. You're light through the pinkies and really heavy, heavily connected to that meaty part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Good. One more breath out. Breathe in, lengthen. And as you breathe out, bend the knees softly, shift the gaze forward and step or jump forward. Good, Uttanasana. We'll inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Bend the knees deeply, keep the tush low, sweep the arms around and up. Come into Utkatasana. Good, chair pose, fierce pose, lightning bolt. Hearts lift, collarbone spread. Maybe scoop that tailbone under. Feel your connection to the earth. And I know this is one of those poses where it's hard to feel content. I know. But find that space where you can feel some gratitude, maybe for all of the work that your big leg muscles are doing, that your belly and core are doing. Good, one more breath here. Let's exhale, fold forward. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you inhale, step or jump to plank, top of a push-up, good. Exhale, lower down, chaturanga or to the earth, elbows close into the body. Inhale, pull up to your upward facing. Exhale, downward facing dog. Good, now as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. Drop your left heel to the earth and make your way to warrior one, Virabhadrasana one, good. Good, beautiful, this is victorious. Lift through the heart, collarbone spread, sink in to your strong legs. Back leg is straight and strong. Really connect that outer edge of the back leg to the earth. And the hips are making their way towards square with the front of the room. One way of accomplishing this is to focus your attention on your shins and to pretend like maybe you're practicing on a super slippery parquet floor in socks and you're pulling those legs together isometrically. So they don't slip apart. And as you do that, you may notice a shift through the hips, still pressing to the outer edge of the foot. I know it's a lot to think about. Let's inhale, reach forward and down. Step to plank. Exhale, lower down, elbows in. Inhale, pull up to your back bend. Exhale, downward facing dog. And gently inhale your left foot forward between the hands. Drop the right heel, Virabhadrasana, 1 second side, good. Sink in here. Make this pose your own. We talked a little bit about how the structure allows us more freedom. So those square hips, the length of the spine, the openness of the heart, allow us to more deeply explore these subtle anatomical movements, such as the shins in, parquet sock work that we love so much. Good. And again, once you've got this structure, the arms are up to you. You can take eagle arms, you can take cactus or goalposts, whatever feels right, whatever keeps the heart lifting, the collarbone spreading. Good. Inhale, reach forward and down, step to plank. Exhale, lower, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll just take in a few breaths here. Good, nice long spines. We can tend to hyperextend the knees, then practice with a little micro bend in the knees. Let's make our way back to plank as you inhale. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward facing dog. And let's exhale back to chaturanga, back to our low push-up. Inhale, press up to plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, chaturanga. Core work. Inhale to plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Good. I hate crunches, so that's the kind of core work that I like to do. Good. Now, as you inhale, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. Drop the left heel. Warrior one, Virabhadrasana one, maybe quicker this time. As you exhale, sink into the pose. Inhale, reach forward and down to plank. Exhale, lower, chaturanga. Inhale, pull up, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward dog. As you inhale, step the left foot forward. Drop the right heel. Good. Virabhadrasana one. Beautiful. Exhale, sink in. Inhale to plank. Exhale, lower down, chaturanga. Inhale, pull up. Exhale, press back. One more. Inhale, step your right foot forward. Drop the left heel. Virabhadrasana one. Exhale, sink in. Let's inhale, straighten the right leg. Exhale, reach forward and down, keeping a nice flat back. Now, take one of your hands and just place it on your low back. And if you notice one hip is way up in the air, then maybe realign your legs so that the hips are more square to the floor. Maybe step that left foot out to the left a bit. Good. Now, hands here can either stay on the shins, can bring them to the hips. You can grab opposite elbows behind the back, or take reverse prayer, reverse Anjali Mudra behind the back. Our gaze is at our big toe, our big right toe. Good. This is another beautiful place to employ shins in, to keep the hips a bit square. You're in Parsvottanasana. Good. If it feels okay, release the left hand down toward the floor, maybe on the right shin, and bring the right hand to the right hip. Just working into a just gentle Parivrita Trikonasana, revolve triangle. If it feels okay, extend that right arm up toward the sky. Let the heart face the wall to your right. Good. Beautiful. Now, this is one of those places where I really like to say, spread your wings. Let your scapula, let your shoulder blades stay far apart. Let your collarbones spread. You may be feeling some amazing things through the hips. Amazing in a good way, amazing in a just kind of crazy way. Good. Let's inhale. Come back to center. So shift your gaze to your right big toe. And let's bring both hands to the hips. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, come back into our warrior one. Inhale, reach forward and down to plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. As you inhale, step the left foot forward, drop the right heel, Virabhadrasana one, warrior one, beautiful. Sink in. Let's inhale, straighten that left leg. Exhale, reach forward and down, Parsvottanasana. Again, you can rearrange the feet to assist with squaring the hips here. Use your hands to feel out the body, maybe see where the sacrum is tilting. Still pressing into the outer edge of the right foot. Good. Oh, I see nice, beautiful, long lines through the spine. Beautiful. Take the hand position or arm position that works for your body. Let's bring the left hand to the left hip. And the right hand to the earth or to the shin. Gaze to the left. And then extend that left arm up toward the sky. Beautiful. Revolve triangles. And just as we do in regular triangle, feel the length from your seat all the way up beyond the crown of the head. Particularly, feel the space between each rib, between each vertebra. Beautiful. Now as you inhale, bring that left hand back to the hip. Gaze back at your left toe. And bring the right hand to the right hip. Good. Let it go. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, back to Virabhadrasana 1. Inhale, reach forward and down. Come to plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, to downward facing dog. We'll take in a full breath here through the nose. Let it out with sound. Nice full breath in. And let it out with sound. One more breath. And with your next exhalation, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, and step or jump forward to Uttanasana, forward fold. We'll inhale up halfway, lengthen from seat to crown. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, let's bend the knees deeply. Keep the bum low. Sweep the arms around and up again. Come into Utkatasana. Exhale, sink into the palms. Inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. Gaze up over that right shoulder. Good, feet stay together. If you like, you can spread your wings here. Beautiful. Spreading those collarbones, maybe arching the low back just a touch to help you ease into the twist. Gorgeous. Inhale back to center. And as you exhale, twist to the left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. Beautiful, nice little arch of the low back. And if you'd like, spread your wings. Maybe let the bum sink just a little bit lower. Beautiful. Find contentment in the breath. Let's inhale back to center. Exhale, fold forward. As you inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep the arms up. And as you exhale, let's hinge forward, coming into Virabhadrasana 3. With our, everyone's on a different leg, so it doesn't really matter. With one of your legs extended. Good. So here, our hips are square to the earth. And flexing that extended leg will really assist your top leg in doing some of the work. Don't let bottom guy have all the fun. Good, we're lengthening from the heel all the way out through the crown of the head. Now, if you've got your left foot on the floor, bring your left hand to the floor. And if you have your right foot on the floor, bring your right hand to the floor or to a block. And bring the opposite hand to that extended hip. We're coming into Ardha Chandrasana. Good, half moon pose. We're stacking the hips. We're stacking the booty cheeks. We're stacking the shoulders. Good, and as the balance is ready, you can extend that top arm up toward the sky. What feels right here. Wonderful. If you'd like, you can come into Ardha Chapasana, where you bend your top knee and grab the top of that top foot. Good. Let's gently bring the extended hand down to the floor, square the hips to the earth, and we'll come again to our standing split. So to assist our standing split, bend your top knee. Imagine, if you will, that you were pushing up an elevator or something with that leg, and that you have all the strength in the world accessible to you in the big muscles of that leg. Beautiful. So strong. Now heart is sinking down. The gaze is between the hands. This literally is preparing us for handstand. Now let's gently release that extended leg down to the earth. We'll inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up. And as you exhale, we'll hinge into Virabhadrasana 3 on the other side. So we're lengthening from toe to fingertip, and we're lifting on that grounded leg. Good. Hips square to the earth. Beautiful. Flexing. Imagine that you have just been shot out of a bow. You're an arrow. Slowly begin to make our way into Ardha Chandrasana, half moon, where the hips square to the wall. So we stack one hip on top of the other, one shoulder on top of the other, one cheek on top of the other. Good. Our wings are expanding. Taking Ardha Chapasana if it feels right. Beautiful. And gently releasing that extended hand down to the earth. Getting ready for a little standing split the other way. Palms of the hands make their way down to the floor. Maybe bending that grounded leg's knee. And then bend the extended leg's knee and before you kick it straight up to the sky. Good. If you're feeling things happening in your body, instead of bemoaning your body, let's just rejoice. Let's express some gratitude. You are alive and you can feel. Release that extended leg to the earth. Beautiful. Let's inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold forward. Uttanasana. As you inhale, step or jump to plank. Top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Drop the left heel. Let's make our way first to Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, bend the right elbow. Drop it to the top of the right thigh. Exhale, sweep the left hand up and overhead. Reach to the front of the room. Good. Uttita Parsvakonasana. Heart's lifting. Tailbone scoops. Pressing into that outer edge of the left leg. Beautiful. Intensify or modify as you like. Maybe take a half bind, maybe take a full bind. Connect with the even, easy flow of the inhalation and the exhalation. Now, if you're bound, let's unbind. And we'll slowly make our way to Trikonasana, triangle pose. So just straighten the right leg. Right arm extends straight down. Left arm extends straight up. So again, we're stacking the shoulders. We're bringing the booty and the upper body into one plane. So that might be drawing the shoulders back as you press the hips forward. And we're really lengthening those lower ribs. Feel the space between the ribs. Ignite the intercostal muscles. Really fired up through the belly here. by reaching both hands, both arms up and overhead toward the front of the room. Good. Relax the shoulders. Press into the outer edges of the feet. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Now root down through the feet. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sink into warrior two. Inhale your way to plank. Top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Let's make our way back to plank. And we'll practice a little side plank. Come into your right hand and come onto the outside edge of your right foot. Vashistasana. Vashista was the sage of peace, the peaceful sage. So in this pose, find contentment. Modify or intensify as you like. Maybe lift that top leg. Maybe take the big toe into your peace fingers. Good. Lengthen from seat to crown. Let's inhale, come back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step the left foot forward, drop the right heel. Virabhadrasana one. Exhale, open the hips up, Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, bend the left elbow, drop to the top of the left thigh. Exhale, sweep the right arm up and overhead. Reach for the front of the room. Good, and then find your pose. Find what works for you here. Intensify by coming into a bind or a half bind. Modify by maybe bringing the top hand to the hip. Experiment here with your gaze. Our structure, our dharma for the pose, is a nice long spine with a scooped tail and a lifted heart. Beyond that, the world is your oyster. Beautiful. Let's begin to make our way to Trikonasana by straightening that left leg. Extending the right arm up toward the sky, stacking the right shoulder on top of the left. Good. Lengthening your lower ribs, drawing the shoulders up, back, and down. This is a wonderful pose when you're at home, in your home practice, to practice with your backside up against the wall so you can truly feel bringing the body into one plane, where you don't feel like you're going to fall over. You can press both booty cheeks up to the wall, both shoulder blades up against the wall. Good, now again, work the core. Let's reach both hands toward the front of the room. Good. Good. Now root down through the feet, rise up. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale to plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. We'll take Vashistasana on the left side. Roll into the left hand onto the outside edge of the left foot. Reaching up toward the sky. Lift up through the hips. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Inhale, back to regular old plank. And as you exhale, let's lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Bring the hands into the creases of the thighs underneath your body, maybe palms facing up. Press the chin into the earth. And as you breathe in, lift the feet, lift the legs up off the floor as you press the pelvis into the earth. If you feel a little twinge in the low back, maybe take the legs a bit wider. Maybe experiment with bringing the legs a bit closer together here. And as you exhale, lower the legs down to the earth.
Bring the hands to either side of the chest.
Inhale, rock the hips back. Exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Let's stay on the left toe. So keep that left heel lifted and pressing straight back. Bring the hands to the top of the thighs, to the heart. And as you're ready, sweep all the way up, coming into Anjaneyasana. Sink into the hips, press out through the heel, lift through the heart. With the next inhalation, bring the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. And gaze up over your right shoulder. You can always drop the left knee to the earth. Good. Modify or intensify as it feels right for you. We're lengthening from our left heel all the way out through the crown of the head. So if you just imagine one line through your entire body. You're just working something else. Good, let's inhale back to center. And as you exhale, lower your left knee to the earth. Scooch your right foot over to the right and turn the toes out maybe 45 degrees. Now, if you know that you have tightness through the hips, this is a great spot to use your block or two blocks. From here, come onto the outer edge of that right foot so that your the sole of your foot and your arch is lifted. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to lower your heart down toward the floor. If you are feeling very open through your hips, you can curl that left toe under and move the left knee back so that you're getting more into what looks like a little split. Go ahead. This feels horrible. Way back. We'll do something different. Good. And just go sideways.
It what?
Press the hands into the earth and slowly begin to walk back up. Now from here, press your left hand into the earth. Press your right hand into your right inner thigh, lengthening your spine from the base all the way up beyond the crown of the head. Good. Now if this feels okay, if you'd like a little more through the quadriceps, you can bend the left knee, reach the right hand around and grab the top of that left foot, coming into Twisted Lizard Mermaid.
We haven't come up with the Sanskrit for that yet.
Good. Nice length through the spine. Deep in the hips. If you've got your foot, let's release it. Come back to center. And now from here, straighten your right leg. So as you shift the hips back, that may take the tension out of your hips. Let's spread the fingertips wide and press back to downward dog. Shift the hips from side to side. And as you breathe in, step the left foot forward to Anjaneyasana. So we're pressing out through the right heel. Again, we set the pose up, sweep the arms around and up, bring the hands to the heart, and exhale, twist to the left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of that left knee. Beautiful. You can always drop the knee to the earth if you like. Connect with your own pose. Your version and your vision for this practice.
intensify or modify as you like.
Let's gently come back to center as you breathe in. Exhale, lower the right knee to the earth. Scooch that left foot over to the left and turn the toes out maybe 45 degrees. Again, if you're working with tight hips, use your block. We'll inhale, lengthen the spine, and exhale, begin to hinge forward, keeping the length of that spine as you move into the pose. You might notice a difference between this side and the right side of the body. Breathe into the source of any tension. Breathe around that tension. And as you breathe out, watch it dissolve. And dissolve, and dissolve. We'll begin to walk our upper bodies up just a bit, coming into our hands. Still on the outside edge of the left foot, press the right hand into the earth, just about as wide as your mat. Press the left hand into the left inner thigh and press that leg away from you as you lengthen the spine and gaze up. Now also here, if you'd like, you can bend that right knee, reach around with the left hand, grabbing the top of the right foot, lengthening the spine, feeling a lift through the heart. Good. Nice for the quads, nice for the hips, nice for the hamstrings. We'll release the leg, come back to center, and then rock the hips back. You might notice if you come straight back, you might feel something through the IT band. Let's spread the fingertips wide. Press back to downward dog. Wiggle the hips from side to side. As you breathe in, lower the knees to the earth. And as you breathe out, rock the hips back. Rest the bum on the heels and take the knees wide, lowering the heart down toward the floor. Maybe rest one cheek on the floor, coming into a really wide-kneed child's pose, devotional. Breathe into the low back. Breathe into the mid-back. Breathe into the upper back. Slowly begin to come back up to a seat, sitting on our heels. And then we'll move our tush to one side, move the feet to one side, so that we can bring the legs out in front of us to do some abdominal work, some core work. Let's come into the sitting bones and begin to lift the feet up off the floor, bringing the shins first parallel to the earth, and then maybe the legs make their way towards straight. And we'll just count down here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we'll cross the feet at the ankles, bring the hands in front of the feet, and we'll just hop up into the air, coming back onto our seat. We call these Navasana hops, because that's just what they are, boat hops. And they feel weird in the beginning, but then they get to be kind of fun. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll hop. You love it. You know it. This is good practice for hopping up to handstands, hopping up for other upper body supported poses. Oh, I forgot to count. And hop. Let's do one more. This time I'll count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more hop. It's good for you. Let's come onto our backs. We'll make our way into shoulder stance, Sarvangasana. So if you'd like, bring the knees into the chest before extending the legs up toward the sky. Press the hands into the earth as you rock the hips up over the shoulders. Bring the hands to the sacrum and then extend one leg at a time up to the sky. If you are not interested in coming into Sarvangasana, then take your block, place it underneath the lowest part of your back, and just lift the legs up toward the sky, coming into Viparita Karani.
Good. Find the breath. Trace it as it moves in through the nostrils, down the throat, into the lungs. Play around here with what leg positions you'd like.
This is another place where once we have our structure,
that is our hips over our shoulders and a nice long spine, we can do what we want.
One way to motivate yourself to keep coming back to the mat is to experiment. That's how we came up with Twisted Lizard Mermaid. That was in yoga lab.
Your in shoulder stand, allow the feet to drop back behind the head, making your way into Halasana. Maybe clasp the hands behind the back, extending the arms. Or you can bend the knees, bring them in by the ears, supporting the low back of the hands, or bringing the hands to the backs of the calves. Take your time to slowly come out of the pose as you are ready. Just taking your time.
Maybe hugging the knees to the chest, rocking from side to side. Bring the soles of the feet to the floor and bring yourself up to your elbows. And we'll just lift up through the heart. Let the head drop back. For more through the core, you can extend the legs up into the air like Navasana legs or boat legs. Letting the breath stay steady. Let's move the elbows out to the sides. Roll the upper back all the way down to the earth. And bring the soles of your feet close into the bum, so keeping them about hip distance apart. Connect the feet to the earth. And as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor as you lift up through the low back, the mid back, the upper back. Coming into Setubandha Sarvangasana, bridge pose. Perhaps clasping the hands behind the back or bringing the hands to the hips. Pressing the elbows into the earth if you'd like.
Once you have made the physical structure of this posture, perhaps allow your glutes to relax, so that the work here is being done by the legs and not the booty.
Come up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, roll down one vertebrae at a time. For our next back bend, you can either come back into bridge, or if you'd like, you can come into full wheel, Urdhva Dhanurasana, which we come into largely the same way. Then we then bring the hands to either side of the shoulders, with fingers pointing in toward the shoulders, pressing ourselves all the way up. light through the heart and allowing the glutes to relax just a touch. Slowly taking your time as you come out of the posture. Drawing the knees into the chest. Maybe making nice big circles with the knees. Giving the hips a break. Soles of the feet to the earth, keeping the knees bent. Let's bring the arms out to T. And bring the feet so that they're as wide, if not wider, than your mat. We'll take in a breath here. And as you breathe out, let the knees fall to the right. The hips may shift here. As you bring the inside edge of the left knee and the outside edge of the right knee down toward the earth. In Ardha Dharma Chakrasana. Relax the face. Relax the neck. Soften through the shoulders and the chest. As you inhale, bring the knees back to center. As you exhale, let the knees fall to the left. Feeling the arms become heavy. The belly soften and become heavy. The hips release any tension. And then make any last adjustments to your body or to your wardrobe before making your way to your own final pose. You can take Shavasana, our pose of final rest, if you'd like to take a seat or a short meditation, you can do that as well. Wherever you are, let go completely. The body come to a place of complete rest, complete restoration, and then allow your thoughts to drift back to the gentle wave of the breath as it moves in, around, and out of the body. Yeah.
your body. First by wiggling the fingertips and wriggling the toes. Deepening the breath. Circles with the wrists and the ankles. Drawing the knees in the chest and just rocking side to side.
Allowing your rocking to carry you over to your favorite side.
And just allow yourself a few moments here, curled up in this position, to be enveloped in peace. Accessible to you every time you come back into the breath, every time you just come back into your awareness and bring your focus on the inhalation and the exhalation. And that is a beautiful thing. As you are ready, slowly bring yourself back up to a comfortable seat, taking your time, keeping your attention within, and let's gently bring the hands to the heart. And I thought that today we could close by chanting Om Shanti, 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 three times. Om is the sound of the universe. It is the vibration of oneness. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. So it'll sound like Om Shanti, 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 Om Shanti, 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 Om Shanti, 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 Om. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in. And out, and in.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
For sharing this practice with us in this room, and for sharing your peace with the world. I wish each and every one of you contentment in your hearts until we meet again and always. Namaste.
Namaste.
And if anyone has any questions, ask away. Thank you again for